today we're going to discuss something which we didn't touch at all yesterday. We're trying to keep the morning and the evening somewhat separate. And that's the Hemshech HaMishnah. Ad Sof HaShmur, Rishon HaDivri Rabbi Eliezer. V'chachamim Omrim Ad Chatzos. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Ad Shiala Mon HaShach. Ma'isel Bono Bono Ribeis HaMishnah. Omer Lo Lokovinu Es Shema. Omer Lem Lo Ola Mon HaShach. Chayavim Atam Likros. And the same thing is true for Hector, Chalom Ve'evorim, and Achila. Im Kein Lama Mechama Chatzos concludes the Mishnah, Yelaharch against Adam Min Ha'aveira. Fine. So there are three different opinions as to when the Sovs Makrishma Shalarvis. Right? In the Mishnah, was only one Shita as far as Tchila, although we saw it in Tosus, there are other opinions on that Bezer Leveis. But in the Mishnah itself, there are three different opinions with respect to Sosma Kriyashma Shel Arvis. Rashi explains, Ashialamun Ashachar, Shekol Alala Torah Zman Shchiva. Sure. The whole night is called Zman Shchiva. Fine. So then what's the point of Ad Chatzos? Okay. The Harach HaGodim An Aveira. Says Rashi, V'asorim V'achil HaKon HaZmanan, K'dei Shlo Yavu L'Ochol Nachamun Ashachar, Yisrael Koris, Chem Krishma, the Zaris as Adam Shloyoma, Yesh Yoda Tos, Ubisochak Yalam on a Shacha, Abu Azman, period. Adkan, the Mishnah with Rashi. So the question becomes, what exactly are they fighting about? Rashi explained the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel, Kolalail Koris Man Shriva, Bishachbacho. So people are sleeping all night. Did anyone get up before Alos Shacha today? So three something. Anyone up in the threes? So you guys all slept past Alos HaShach. Maybe some of you are even B'nai Malach. We'll get to that in a minute. So this is what it says. Okay, fine. So what's Rebbe Lezer hold? Rebbe Lezer says what? Ad Sof HaShmur Rishona. On a typical day when the sun rises and sets at 6 o'clock till 10 p.m. Right? There's the three Mishmaras, the Gemara says. And I've given them an Aleph. The three Mishmaras, okay? There's three different Mishmaras. The big question, when the third Mishmar ends. According to the Tosis, the third Mishmar ends at Alos HaShachar. This is how we call the way we count the Zmanim. According to the, we call the, they called the Ben Avraham Zman, or Ben Tam Zman, or Chubas Hadeshin Zman, that the Shol Zmanios are from Alos HaShachar to Tetzach HaChovim. That's the span of the day, we'll see later. And the other way around, from Tetzach to Alos HaShachar. So the third Mishmar ends at Alos HaShachar. Tosis is over here, the man the gunny with bias off for the gimlam and aleph. Him tomar, the Rebbe Lezer boy, Achi Yaakov and Chelis Akarsi, the Krishma Shal Shachris. And how can I say over here, it's already good enough for Alos HaShachar? V'yashloma mikoma kom kevin the yoda mosa yalam on HaShachar. Kodem shiyokum vi, what? V'yizamin atzmo, frugi also makes. A very short time between Alos HaShachar and Misha Yaakov. In other words, you prepare yourself. It takes a few minutes. And you get this. We'll see later how many minutes to be my clerk. How long it takes? It's a Tosus Araya. Doesn't take too long from Alos HaShachar until Misha Yaakov. Again, it's not clear to me what that means. That means including davening from Brachos all the way until Kriyishma. That's a very long time, especially daven slow. Or they mean, you know, you get up and say Krishma right away, because they didn't have all the things that we have today, Pesukah Dezimra, and maybe they said the brachas at different times. It's not completely clear what Tosfos really means, but it's not that long of a time. Fine. So let's take a look now, once we're at it, Misha Yakir, at the Mishnah later on. That's the second, Mara Mokum, if I'm not mistaken, or the third. So Mishnah here in the Sefer Brachos, Daf Tes Amud Beis, and we'll look inside carefully. Me'emas Haikorin Hashma B'Shachris, B'Shayakir. Oh, Beit Chelis Alavim. Rebbe Lezer, maybe Beit Chelis Akarsi. Remember the Gemara before is Rebbe Lezer speaking. That's a little bit later, right? Am I correct? It takes a little bit longer to see between blue and green as opposed to blue and white. Correct? Blue and white are very different from each other. Blue and green are closer to each other. Right, so that's why it takes a little bit longer. Right, so what are they fighting about? Rashi explains, Yoroku v'korov l'tseva karsi shekohen, whatever, some French word. They're close to each other. Fine. What are they arguing about? We're not exactly sure what they're arguing about. There must be something important that they're arguing about. But just one second, please. Just one of the chevron. Hello? Yes. Yeah, where are you? Okay. No. When you finish, you call me. I'll come pick you up. Okay? But now I'm saying shit. When you finish, pick me up. Yeah. Leave that. Bye-bye. Got to take care of the Talmidim. Okay. Yeah, so blue and white, blue and green, we don't know what they're fighting about exactly. Fine. We do know that it's a little later than Alos HaShachar. We saw it in Tosfos. Now, Ad, this is the most important thing for you and me. Hanetzachama. Woo! This is Rabbi Lez's opinion. You must recite the Shema before sunrise. That is, I know from Davi, I daven v'sikin for 3 months straight. I missed one Shabbos, that's all. Because we couldn't go to shul. So I feel about that. V'sikin is the best. We'll get to v'sikin in the detail. So I daven v'sikin 3 months straight except for one day. And the sun rises as early in New York as 5:24 a.m. My alarm was set for 4:45. It was a little bit rough. You know, I'm not used to that. And I said, "Bli neder, bli shvur, bli kabbalah b'leiv." I don't want to do this again. But I figured, can't go to shul. It's better than v'sikin. Some say v'sikin is even better than daven in the minyan. I don't agree, but we'll get to that. All these things a little bit later on. Okay. So if we pass the Rebbe Lezer, you guys would all have to get up early in the morning and finish Kriyasha by 5:24 a.m. What do you say, guys? Good to be no pass like him. Rebbe Lezer lived before Thomas Edison. You know, there were people who go to sleep early at night, you know, and it's a different story. Today we have different circumstances. Fine. Some people think that this matter should change based on people's new habits. That sounds a little reformist to me. Right. But luckily, Rabbi Shomer had Shalosh Shos. Oh, Shalosh Shos is what you call Sos Man Kriyishma. Shkein Derech, Malachim, or B'nai Malachim, Lamed B'Shalosh Shos. Fine, that's the mission. So you have to understand, Rabbi Osai, there were three separate and distinct machlokas in between Rabbi Lezer and those who argue with him. Rabbi Lezer is the machmer in all three. He's the one who says you have only till 10 o'clock at night to say Kriyishma Shel. Arvis. He's the one who says blue and green. And he's the one who says sunrise is the last point for Kriyas Mashal Shachris. Isn't that interesting? Is there a connection between these three? Or just random? That's the word you guys use. Random. It's random. Rabbi Lezer here, Rabbi Lezer there, Rabbi Lezer, that's the three unrelated disputes. That's what I want to talk about right now. So the best way to talk about this is to establish a very important principle, which I believe is critical, and I ask you to see it in the Ramban. Does anyone have a Gemara? I mean, there are still plenty of Gemaras piled up on the chair there if you need. Now there are some of you guys may have the brand new Gemaras, or at least the brand new Riff. Anyone have you have the brand new Riff? I don't. I have a new Gemara with an old Riff that was printed 15 years ago, and before they made the riff nice. So whenever I give a Maram Malkum to a riff, so I gave the first Ramban, I told you to look at the Ramban, Beizim and Alf to Beizim and Beiz. For those who have the newer ones, you should probably read it more easily. It starts with the words, Omer HaKosev V'Tomei Al Atzmacha. That's, you know, the Mechamas Hashem is always a critique of the Baal HaMor and a defense of the riff. So I want to read you just a few brief excerpts. It's a very long piece. You know what? You're advanced students. Let's read through. Everyone have a Ramban in front of them? You have a Ramban? If you have a Ramban, you're going to be lost. Everyone has a Ramban? There's plenty more. If you don't have one, just take it from there. Okay? Amar Kosei. The Tomei Al Atzmacha. Ki Hochi Heichilo Arminon. Before the Ramban. You have to see two more Gemaras. The Gemaras are on the Ramban Kosei. The Ramban may not be till tomorrow. Let's see, I forgot the Gemara's first. Chesem and Beis. Let's first start Tesem and Aleph. Let's So I'll test them and I'll go back to Chesed and Beis. And I've tested them and Aleph, the Gemara is as follows, something remarkable. Ma'isa Shabo Bodavi Beis HaMishta, at the 12th line. V'yad Hasha Lo Shmilu Hodra Rabbi Gamliel. What's going on over here? Rabbi Gamliel's sons came back from a party, and it was after midnight, and they asked him, Abba, what's to say Shema, or is it too late? It's affected Gemara. Until now, they didn't hear Rabbi Gamliel, the father said, until Alos HaShachar. What are they asking? What kind of question are they asking? What are they asking? Right? What's going on over here? Here's the Gemara says. Hokamaleh, this is what the sons told the father. Rabbanan pligi lavach, daddy, you're a great man, but you're a minority view. And if the rabbis, the majority agree, disagrees with you, so that the final witching hour for Kriyas Shema Shel Arbis is Chatzos, so we came back too late, so we're not going to bother saying it's too late, despite the fact that you, Tati, think it's still okay, we don't follow you against the majority. That's how the Gemara explains. Rashi. Rabbanan pligi lavach kolomar, mipligi rabbanan alech tohod ha'ami ad Chatzos, Dafka kami, lo mashmul b'shoch b'cho kozman shchiva, el kozman shederech b'nei odom l'sasig lelech l'lishka. A fundamental question, how you translate the word b'shoch b'cho into English. Is it when you are going to sleep, or when you are asleep? That is a fundamental dispute for sure, between Rabbi Lezer on the one side, Rabbi Gamliel on the other side. What's on the question is what Rabbi Chachamim think. That's why I'm not happy with the art scroll. As you know, I'm a major, major fan of art school. But anyway, if you have an art school sitter somewhere near you, you can look it up. When they translate B'Shach B'Cho, they say when you retire. They don't mean when you retire when you're 65. When you retire, you retire to go to sleep. That's a quote to Rabbi Lezer. When you retire, B'Shach B'Cho, when you're going to sleep. As Rashi explains, Kol Zman Shederech B'Adam Nis Asek Lelech Lishka, when you're retiring. That's Rabbi Lezer, but we don't pass in the way. Unless they held like Rabbi Gamliel's children, they're Rabbanan passed in that way too. I have to see with the article editors, they held like Rabbi Gamliel's children, but I don't think that's really true. So I think it's a mistake in their translation. Fine. Because we paskin, the Pashtus, is when calls man Shriva. Miu. Kuant Rabbi Gamliel's children's have a meaning. Baha, pligi ad Rabbi Lezer, dili Rabbi Lezer, svir legs man esek Shriva. Rabbanan al Chatzos. They're fighting about 2 hours. 2 hours. Between 10 and midnight. Va'at svirlach b'shach b'cha kozman shbiyodim shokvim v'hayinu kol alayla v'yochad v'ramalach karabim. Okay, and therefore we can't follow you. And therefore we shouldn't bother saying Shema after Chatzos. That was one side of the Chakira, Rabbi Gamliel's sons. Oh no, Odom Rabbanan Kavasach, Svirlu, daddy, they hold like you. Vaid they come out Chatzos, can hakar them in Avera, and therefore, you know, it's like they made a fence. The fence, you shouldn't fall off the cliff. It's like, I went through the fence, I should go fall off the cliff. So we went through the fence, we came back from the party after Chatzos, now we should wait and not say Shema. Oh, Rashi. Odom Rabbanan Kavasach, Svirlu, Umashmaluhu, Beshach, Bechor, Kozman, Shchiva, Vahor, the Kamar Chatzos, you hecha the istis for lokara kodem chatzos adayins man chiyuvu umechayvi benafki the krishma bismano. So we came home late. We had some kind of an onus. Maybe we were dancing at a wedding. I mean, samechos of a kala. So we should be out. Should say the shema right now after chatzos. What did he respond to that? Amalahu rabbanu. Of course, kavasis for they hold like me. Chayavanatam likros. Rashi, Kavasis Vila Duchayabat Nikros, Kasinan, Lokasina Mutorin, Tafilish Lovers Madam Tanan, Karmikavet Lohivsin, Karmikavetorin, so it's Chayovin. At Kanrabo says. Now the next question becomes, what are they fighting about? 10 o'clock or 12 o'clock? Well, make up your mind. Take a poll. Right, you know, they have polls today. When do people go to sleep? They go to sleep at 10 o'clock, they go to sleep at 12 o'clock. You know, my Rebbe Rav Aaron Soloveitchik would always, when we learned by him, I learned back in 1964, he would always say, what's this? A machlekes in the metzias? For a brisket, that's an anathema. A machlekes in the metzias is like, you know, that's like poison. course, Chachma Yisrael should find out the Metzias. Just find out the Metzias is. A Machlekes and Metzias. You always get the same answer. Nay, no. It's a Machlekes in Shiur. Which means, how much? All right? Let's take my Rebbe's words and try to apply it over here. Okay. So here's my theory. It goes as follows. We know, I want to read the Ramban to you. So let's first see the Gemara. Chesed Mebeit, we got to the Ramban. I'll just propound my theory before the Shir ends, and Mishim tonight will expand upon it for the broader order. Says the Gemara like this, at the end of Chesed Mebeit. Rabbi Gamliel says, Tlavos HaShach. Amar Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Shmuel, look Rabbi Gamliel. Great. Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Yomer. Pomim Shodom Kor Kriish Mashtei, Pomim Balayla. Achas Kodam Shayala Mon HaShachar. Viachas Yachas Shayala Mon HaShachar. Viyotza Midei Chavoso. Achas Shal Yom, Viachas Shal Laila. Right? The first one is night, the second one is day. Frankly, Gamar Al Gufa Kashi. Amen Pomim Shodom Kor Kriish Mashtei, Pomim Balayla. Al Malach Hashem Mon HaShachar, you're calling it Leil Yehu. V'hodo Tani Yotza Midei Chavoso. Make up your mind, rabbis. From our laws of Shachar on, is it day or night? Lo. Olam Lelyo. Oh, the Korah Leyom. The Ika Inchi, the Kaimim Vaishaita. Some people are already awake at that time. Om Rabbi Achavach. Om Rabbi Shulman Levi. Halach Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochoi. Fine, we pass like him. In fact, Tos Sakasha. What? Olam Lelyo. Tema. Im kein Leber of Usa, Shepom Yesh Adam Kori Leach HaShiyala Mon HaShachar, Shnei Pomen, V'yotzeik Bo Bisham Shachos and Bisham Arvis. V'yotzeik Bo at the same time. It's considered to be night. Yesh Lomar, Ochi Kama. L'olam Leil Yehu Bishar Mitzvahs, Debinah Bo Yom, Kmo Tfilin V'tzitzis. Does it mean all mitzvahs or just those two? Because you have to see something. It's not clear. Agabe Krishma, Lo, Whole v'ika inchi the kaimed by shaita lav zman shchivu. Amazing. Once people start getting up, hello sashacha, according to this opinion, you can't be yotze kriyash mashal arvus anymore. That's the Mishnah. Al moshach, hayda nokat le'achas yalim on hashacha, lav dafka miyadu. Unbelievable. Atzorach lahamten l'chol apochas shiur demas nisin, ad sheyakev ben tcheles l'karasi. So you gotta wait. Sounds like it's even ma'akev if you don't wait that extra time. It's a Chiddush and Tosfos. We'll get to this a little later on. Now you and I know, you should know, that for Kol HaTorah Kula, the earliest time for the day is Alos HaShach. It's a Mishnah before Reshes, in Megillah Daf Chav. V'chulan she'os mi'avud HaShach ha'yotza. Everything. Megillah and Hazah, and it's a whole bunch of things over there. The whole idea of waiting till sunrise, which is, it says in the Mishnah, l'chatchila, should make a mistake. This Gemara is a Pele. How can I say it's considered to be Laila? You and I know that's Yom V'chol Domer. So someone has suggested, well, it means only Tefillin and Tzitzis. Because Tefillin and Tzitzis, you should be able to see. Reason also, Tefillin should fall asleep. Should be Yafiach Ben. But other mitzvahs, they would agree for Shofar and everything. You can be Yosef Alos HaShachar B'diyev. That's what some say. Others say no. I can't go into all those problems right now. Because we positive, we'll see the second version. Watch this. Iga demaseh hod Rav Acha bar Chinina ahod tanav shemar yichoyom and mishmar Rabbi Akiva. This is now the last three lines of Chesem and Beis. Chesem and Beis. Before that was a mishmar yichoy himself. He quotes his Rabbi Akiva. Pamim shadam korek krishma shal shtei pamim bayom. Achas konam esachama viachas zara esachama. Yotzer amnidei chavoso. Achas shal yom vachas shal laila. Ufakasha. I'm in Pomish, I'm in Korah Krishma, Shay Pomim Bayom. I'm a Konoman Ezachama, Yamamahu. For Hodotani, Yosin de Chavaso, Akash Yom, Akash Olaila. I'm a Lelio, make up your mind. What is this period of time? Is it day or is it night? Says the Gemara, and I'll test him out. Look. The Olam Yamamahu. This is true, it is Yamamahu, because we know from Alos HaShachar on, Halachli is considered to be day. For Hodotani, Lelio. Tehika inchi degane beishai, the people are still asleep. Rabbo said, I would bet that everybody in this room was asleep during this entire. Anyone got before 5:24? No one's willing to admit it. So we were all asleep during this period between Alos HaShachar at sunrise today. A few couple of people, everyone in this room, okay, and many others in this world, okay? Period. You cannot say Hashkivein. Fine. Says the Gemara, Ki Osir Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Omer Hoda Rav Acha Bereda Rav Chanina, Omer Rishu Balei Vela Beferish Itmar, and Bechlol Itmar. Who the Zuga the Rabbana the Shtakar Behilu, they got drunk at a wedding. The Bereda Rav Yishu Balei. Osir Rav Bereda Rav Yishu Balei, Omer Kedar Rav Shimon, Lis Mavolo Bishas Atchak, this is Rav Shimon over here, Mishim Rav Yakiva, presumably, that you can say Alos HaShachar, excuse me, Krishma Shul Arvis, all the way until sunrise. Rashi on Tes Omer Aleph. Okay. Shdid Rashi is on Chesamid Beis first. Lel Yehu Adonai Tzachama. The Kaimel Rishaita, Hitlok Zman Krishma De Yohu, the Gabi Krishma, Bukumecha Ksiv, Hokai, Tes Omer Aleph. But the Kaimel Lel Yehu, the Kaimel Yotzu Krishma Laila, Shud the Ika Dogani, Bekumim Beshach Bukha. Vashmashkivenu, a Kore Krishma, Shalila Shaka, Samaklit Amuna Shachar. Ooh, that's not what I thought. Layomashkivenu, Shenozman, Tchila Shkiva, and a Sosman Shkiva. Wow, the Shtaka, Vyoshnu, Vinirdimu, Allah Alamuna Shachar, Vishasatrak, Joshatrak, lo, period. Adkan, Gemara with Rashi. What does Tosa say? Om Yamamahu, Jim Tomar, List the Shte Pamam Konam and Ezachama. Father Rabuya Tveid, I feel the Kona Ezachama Abisman Krishma Shal Shachris. Again, the same question. Do them both in the same time zone. You know what I would have answered? The way Aruch HaShulchan answered. Tata de Sastri. He mentioned this briefly yesterday. How can you have both Krishmas in that time zone between Alos HaShachar and Netzachama? Either day or night. That would answer the Tosas Kasha both on Amid Beis and Amid Alf, but later the other posts don't hold that way. They don't hold from Tata de Sastri and Alos Krishma. Whatever, because why? It's both Meshach and Mechumech. There's an overlap. Half the people are getting up, half the people are still sleeping. So there's an overlap. It could be both. Okay, that's what we hold against here, Chashuvim. As you see the Rishon. Fine. Right there. V'yesh lomad k'di parishnul, anamad beiz. T'hai yamomad inyan shar mitzvahs. L'yan krishma ho'ol v'ikad inshi d'goni. Lav zman kimohu. According to this opinion, Rabbi Osai, unbelievable. You're not Yotze Krishma Shal Shachris until after the sun rises. According to this, the Vesikin were not Yotze Krishma. Hard to believe. They're big tzaddikim. Very nice tzaddikim, but they weren't Yotze Krishma. Because they read the Shema before sunrise. I know some Machmirim who daven Vesikin and say Krishma again. Because they're afraid of the sheep. It's the Tam, the Balamor. Seem to say, you're not Yotze Krishma Shal Shachris before Netzachama. You dab in the Sikh and then say Shema again. Anyone know anybody like that? We don't know to give a Sikh in the cloud. The Sikh is not so popular in America where people go to sleep late and make up late. Okay, when I did the Sikh all those months, I did not say Krishma again. I was not brisker. And then we passed in Yotze Krishma before sunrise. And that's it. I had another Shita. Can't worry about every Shita in the world. Okay? We'll discuss this as we go. Find the back of top tosses. Tema, the kasha bekiva rabbi kiva. Hocha kamar achaneitz, ula kamon da amin beis, koma mishiyaka ben chamor la arod, the heinel, I feel the kodem. So it's a steer. Yeshloma the trade to another bekiva. Inami, yeshloma the mamahu, I feel the gabe krishma. Does man kimu? Fod lo knocket beis, pamam kodem nezach ama, mishum, the boy Ashminan she'enu yotze b'shalayla acharanetz. In a chenami, you can do both in that time zone. It's not a tarot of the sastri. Telling your chiddush that you cannot be yotze kriyish b'shalayla after netzachama. And this is an excellent question, Rabbi Osai. You're passing that sosman kriyishma by day is what was the matter? Anyone know what was the matter? Nine something? What was nine what? Nine what? Anyone know? 9:15. Something like that. So the Ramban is the following kasha. If we can say Shema till 9:15, because the Malachim sleep till 9:15, Why can't I fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema Shel Arvis until 9:15? That's a kasha. Hiksha Kosha Kabarat, the Ramban. Follow me? The kings are still sleeping until 9:15, so we can go to Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis. So why can't I do Kriya Shema Shel Arvis? It's still B'Shachbucha. That's a bombshell kasha. Got it? Let's now open the Ramban. We have only 5 minutes to go. We're going to read 5 minutes of Ramban. Postpone the rest of the Ramban until to read inside until tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Today, maybe we'll, at 6:30, maybe we'll just give a quick peek. The Ramban is worth reading from the beginning. Page B is in the old print. In the new print, what page is it on, DJ? Don't have it. Okay, so I guess let's first read the riff. First read the riff. The riff is amazing and out of my print. He quotes this whole old quotes the Gemaras. Aloka b'gamliel. Tanya v'shimim me'yachoy omer. Pamishat v'korvei kriyash meshul. Shtei pamim b'alai l'achas kodesh shi'alem v'nashacha. V'yachas t'ar shi'alem v'nashacha. V'yotzei d'eich avos v'achas shalai v'achas shayom. Omer v'achab v'achinina omer v'yishu b'nevi. Aloka v'shimim me'yachoy. Kedemasi. And again, quote to Gemara, Bekiva. Yeah. Says the riff. Quote to Bekiva, Gemara. The first wide line of page and operant. Vahani kuli hilkos anima. We pass like everybody. What is this? You know, it reminds me of the joke in the, building on the roof. You're right. You're also right. How can everyone be right over here? Temachloik besatanoim. Everyone's right. How can everybody be right? It doesn't make sense. You have to pass to make it. The riff is so decisive. How can we not pass? Everybody, what does it mean? Let's explain. That means the last time is Allah Shachar. The number of Shimon Yochoi, Hashem Ben Hashachar, Bidi Evan, Bidi Evan. If I feel the Avon Hakim amazing, the Kor Kuishma, Kornel Hashachar, Novel Echov Asai. Came. The Tanya, you'll say what? So Chatzos, he goes even beyond that. The Gemara Abdalim, the Tanya, Hakamos and Shel the Ram Shel Yidya, other woman I saw there, for Eric, or Mehel of the Basi, oh, called Kimma, the Yeshna Kimma, the Ishan Kimma, that's the words. I'll take a little nap, and when you wake up, when the council wakes you up in the morning, it's time for 8:30 Shachas. Really blew Kriyash Meshal Aramis completely. Mubas Layucha Liska. A little nap takes 10 hours. You guys, your age know about that. A little nap. So you can't take a nap, Chas V'Shalom. Okay? Shouldn't even eat, because that could lead you to a nap. V'chakach ekra krishma v'spalam. Im chotfos o'sheina, nimsi yoshu kol ha'layla, and you blew the whole thing. Elo, odom b'man ha'sodah b'erev, yelach b'mesa k'nesim, sodah b'esa medev, shimroga likos korek, roga lishnos lishona. V'chakach korek krishma v'spalam, cholova d'rcham chayim misa, t'gmor, adab dam. Father Shim of a Pomishan Kori the Krishna Shalavas, Pomitzahama, Dr. Bishas at Hak, Kigon, Bishahaya Shikir, Ochola, you can be also Krishna until today, to the three levels, ideally right away. In a pinch, Lalo Sashak. Really a pinch, Shasat Kagodal, he's drunk, even beyond. Adam also can't amaze it, next page, Obam Shia. So that's no good. Only b'shas atchak. But satul alos even shloba b'shas atchak. Even your poshea he yotze b'di'evet. Pass alos only a guy who's a honos. The Gemara is over here that bezim and bezim that riff says the Gemara vayta mechlo itmar Rashbi chena Rashbi pomer shiodem korek rishma shel shachas achayim on a shachar b'di'evetu. It's only b'di'evet. Krishma shel shachas, kamalos ha-shachar, it's only b'di'evet. Moshe ha-satchak, mashka matzah l'derech, ke'ozibo, aval ha-chil lo, why not? You have to wait till the Mishayakir. So the riff is mar b'sholam be'olam. He makes the idea of b'di'evet and l'chil. Chazer, again, if we stop at 10:30, it's chazer briefly. Shita Sarif, we'll read the Ramban, I guess tomorrow. Shita Sarif, at night, ideally you do it right away. Did it any time until Alos HaShachar, even if you're Poshea. If Alos HaShachar, not if you're Poshea, only Shasat Chak, you're in Honus. That's as far as night. Notice he left our chatzos. He didn't. It's not even a marker. Pilei plum. What about Shitas Chachamim? That's a shtigal lapel in the rift. So far, the Chora seems to be ignoring chatzos completely. Am I right? I read through the whole rift with you together. I don't see any. Where's chatzos? Is there anywhere here? I don't see it over here. On Aleph and Beis, he does mention chatzos. Yeah, I'm saying, but on that base, does he have chatzos anywhere on that base? I see on that Aleph he has it. No, I understand that. Chachamim means you do it right away, immediately. He doesn't make a distinction. You don't do it right away. He doesn't distinguish between right away and 6 hours later after chatzos. I don't see a distinction between the page base. I don't see it. On Aleph and Beis, they does quote the idea of chatzos, but they doesn't make a big deal out of it. I don't think he passes that way. It's a strange thing, the Pashtus. I don't see the word chatzos in the Rif. Maybe the Rambam may not have it either. We'll see. Fine. And as far as Krishna Shal Shachris, the Chatchila Mishayakar, as the Mishnah says, with the Yevid, if you're going on a trip, you do it from Alosa Shachar. Any questions, Rabosa? No, any questions? No questions? We covered a lot of ground today. We didn't get a chance even to start the Rambam. But okay, tomorrow's another day. So we'll stop here. Tonight we'll give the Shir Kloli for the Zoo Balabatim as well. It'll be a continuation of this, don't worry about it. And then tomorrow we'll try to read around Bat Insaf. If you have a lot of patience, look through the Rabbat and Machamas Hashem. Okay? Good? Good. We'll stop here.